This week's Parsha, of course, tells us two stories. The first is about the death and burial of Sarah, and the second is about finding a wife for Yitzchak, which is about ensuring the Jewish future, Avram passing on his legacy to Yitzchak. In fact, at the end of the Parsha it says that though Avram gave gifts to all of his other children, he sent them off, mipnei Yitzchak b'no. He highlighted Yitzchak's place as the continuation of the Jewish people. This relationship between Avram and Yitzchak we find sharpened through one two-letter word. If we look at the backdrop to the story of Avram looking for a wife for Yitzchak, we're told the very first pasuk in Perek Chof Dalet, V'Avraham zaken baba yamim, v'Hashem beirach et Avram bakol. Avram was older, and God blessed him bakol, with everything. Which is an interesting phrase. It almost begs the question as to what it means. Chazal and the Gemara in Baba Batra, Daf Tzayin and Mebet, have different opinions as to what the bakol was. My bakol. Rabbi Meir says, Shelo haitalo bat, that he didn't have a daughter. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Shehaitalo bat, which is interesting. There's a debate whether the bakol is not having a daughter or having a daughter. Acherim Omer, Bat haitalo de Avraham, ubakol shma. He had a daughter and her name was bakol. Other opinions there. He had special stones that had special powers. We're left wondering, what does this mean, this all-inclusive word, bakol? The end of the parasha, as I mentioned, it says, Vayitein Avraham et kol asher lo liyitzchak. Again, as opposed to the other children, it says, Ulevnei ha-pilag shem asher le-Avraham natan Avraham matanot. To them he gave presents, but to Yitzchak he gave everything. He gave kol. This concept of kol we find continuing with the later generations beyond Avraham and Yitzchak, Yaakov's generation and our own generation. First of all, in reference to Yitzchak, we know that the Malach tells Hagar that the child she will bear, whose name will be Yishmael, it says, V'hu yihyeh pera adam, yado bakol, v'yad kol bo. So here we see this kol by Yishmael as well. The Zohar there speaks about how it was different for Yishmael than it was for Yitzchak. But continuing on, we find a very interesting exchange between the next generation, the two siblings, Yaakov and Esav. When Yaakov offers Esav all these gifts, Esav says, Yesh li rav, achi. I have a lot. Yelucho asher loch. You keep what you have. Yaakov insists that he takes the gift and he says, Kachna et birchati asher huvat loch, ki chanani elokim, because God has really blessed me. V'chiyeshli kol. Esav said yeshli rav. Yaakov, as the true continuation of Avraham and Yitzchak, says yeshli kol. And of course we know that in our own relationship with Hashem and reflecting on what we have, we also talk about having this blessing. We say in our benching, harachamani v'recho tivet, ishti v'et zari, etc. Otanu v'et kol asher lanu, kimo shenit baruchu avotenu. Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, bakol, mikol, kol. And in the other parts of Benchim, we also find this from the very beginning. Hazanet olam kulo, notein lechem lechol basar, umifarneis lachol, umeitiv lachol, and the bracha, bracha to Hashem, hazanet akol. In the second bracha, we say, umifarneis otanu tamid b'chol yom, uv'chol eit, uv'chol sha'a. As we say in the third bracha, and then of course in the last bracha we say, and then what is this power of the word kol? The Sfat Emet, going back to the first mentioning of the word kol, explains a number of places that kol means not just having everything, but having everything that matters. The difference between Esav and Yaakov is that Esav has a lot, Yaakov has it all. And the Sfat Emet explains that what it all means is connecting the things we have to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter how much a person has, there's always more they don't have. If they feel that what they have depends on what they happen to have, they have very little. But if they feel that what they have is what they need to have, and it's an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with them, if they say the bracha of Sha'asa li kol tzarki with the proper intention, understanding that God gives me everything I need, and similarly, in converse and affirming, everything that I need, I have. Everything that I have, I need. If a person understands that, they really have everything. If they have at the core that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything they have, they see as being everything they need, they have everything they really need. And the Zohar explains that Yishmael, Hashem gave him a lot. He gave him a hand into things. Yado bakol, but not kol. Not the midah, the understanding of feeling that you have everything because you realize it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think this is what we mean when we talk about our ancestors being blessed with this bracha of bakol that Avram was blessed with, mikol and kol of Yitzchak and Yaakov. We end off mentioning by saying, kfirim rashu v'reivu v'dorshe Hashem lo yachzeru chol tov. A shocking pasuk. How can we say that those who seek God don't miss anything that's good? In fact, we continue with psukim that are even more surprising. Nareiti gam zakanti v'lo reiti tzadik ne'ezav v'zaru mevakesh lachem. Have we never seen a tzadik who didn't have everything he needed? Whose children didn't have all the food they could have wanted? What does this pasuk mean? I think the answer is exactly along these lines. A person who has the midah of kol, who has an understanding that what he has he needs and what he needs he has, such a person never feels abandoned. He may not have everything someone else has, but he has everything he feels he needs. His children don't seek bread because they feel that what they have is what they need and what they need is what they have. Nareiti gam zakanti v'lo reiti tzadik ne'ezav. V'zara mevakesh lachem. And this is how we end off benching by saying, Hashem o'oz le'amo yitain, Hashem yivarech damo v'shalom. Real peace begins with inner peace, where a person is at peace with themselves, knowing this concept of the midah of kol. This is the great gift that God gave to Avraham. This is what he passed on to Yitzchak. This is what Yaakov had the security and confidence over. This is what we recognize and try and identify with in our own benching, and hope that we'll appreciate that when we have a relationship with God, we truly have it all. Shabbat Shalom.